Welcome to this CFO podcast about the innovative finance function. I'm Chris Schmidt from CFO Research, and it's my pleasure to be joined today by Fernando Lewis, who is in charge of S4 HANA Finance for Latin America. Fernando, if we may, let's begin with our first question. Our research indicates that finance professionals are embracing their influence in their enterprises and looking forward to a bright future as their profession evolves. In fact, 89% of respondents in Latin America said that their work in finance has exceeded their expectations, and 95% expect it to get even better. Fernando, does this surprise you?
Well, first, hello, Chris. Thanks for inviting me to attend this podcast. Regarding your first question, actually, it does not surprise me. You know, in a world where everything is going to digital, and, you know, additionally, the globalization making business model change very rapidly, I see a huge opportunity, you know, for the finance professionals play an even more important role. The technology has been able to, you know, to help the CFOs to change the way how they consume the data or information. You know, concepts like one source of truth and real-time processes, instant insight, are pretty much changing the CFO role. I mean, from reactive to proactive, from, you know, being observing to a member of the team, you know, from scorekeeper to business partner. So that's why I totally agree with that, you know, statement.
Excellent. Thank you. The organizational scope of the finance function, which is already pretty broad, continues to expand to encompass risk management, IT, mergers and acquisitions, and other key functions. 40% of our survey respondents in Latin America expect
information technology
to come under finance's purview. Fernando, why do you think that is?
Well, every year, you know, when companies start planning their strategies, questions like new business model, market share, operational efficiency, cost reduction, you know, product mix, volume and value, exchange rate, come to the table. And how often all these dimensions will affect the P&L, balance sheet, cash flow, now in a digital economy. So at the end, you're talking about transforming, you know, data and information. So in my mind, it makes a lot of sense that the CFOs will lead that change. And the IT as a platform, you have to work more and more closely to finance to achieve company goals. So that's why merging those two organizations makes a lot of sense. And, of course, finance is going to be leading that change.
That makes good sense. Thank you. Fernando, what do you see as the biggest challenges finance executives in Latin America face today?
I think, first of all, it's going to be, you know, I have heard from different CFOs and even IT guys, keep the light on. I mean, governance, risk, compliance, legal, fiscal, etc. And at the same time, drive the change to a transformation environment where everything is going to be moving very fast and new business models being created very rapidly. Other more important challenges is going to be to, you know, the possibility of leading the change in real time. So how to really change the historical way, you know, how to finance used to work. They need to, you know, to acquire new skills, new attitude, you know, in order to, you know, change, you know, the way how companies are going to be start working. So, but they not be doing that by themselves. They're going to have to engage the entire company in this journey. You know what I mean? The finance team is going to have to work not only in the environment, you know, in finance environment, but also engaging the whole company.
It makes sense. Thank you so much. Nearly all of the respondents from Latin America that we surveyed, 98%, agree that over the next 5 years, their company's success will increasingly depend on their ability to adapt to the rapid pace of change and greater business complexity. Fernando, how can finance use this as an opportunity to contribute more to the business?
Yeah, you know, as we have talked about, you know, the digital economy and digital transformation, and that finance is going to be the best area to lead that change. But not only under the finance community, but also to entire company. The executive, you have to have a very strong team working with business areas. It's a very exciting time, you know, to the finance community, you know, because they're going to have under, you know, his responsibility the whole information in pretty much real time. So, and in a very complex environment. So that's why, you know, I see the finance, you know, he's going to play a very key, you know, performance under the new economy.
Well, thank you. For 91% of the respondents, their company's success will depend on having an instantaneous access to a single version of the truth. That's to say, a unified, comprehensive, and fully up-to-date set of financial and performance data. Fernando, why do you think digitalization and automation are so important for finance to succeed?
Well, I had a boss when I was a CFO, and he used to say, you know, Fernando, time is everything. And then I fully agree with that. Having the information in timely basis, the finance community, you know, will be able to optimize the results still within the month or quarter and not wait till the closing, you know, to start taking the action or just sharing the bad news. You know, he can manage the cash to cash in real time, like DSO, DPO, order to cash. All of these, you know, financial information is going to be handled in a real time. In my opinion, you know, this kind of possibility is going to change dramatically the way how, you know, the finance support business. So all of those information today is a very time-consuming and short time to react to market space. So under the new, you know, digitalization and automation, I do believe the finance community is going to change dramatically the way how they work today and, of course, helping the entire company doing the same way.
Excellent. Thank you. Our last question. Finally, Fernando, what steps do you think finance executives in Latin America ought to take to prepare their finance teams for the future?
Yeah, I think it's, first of all, you know, prepare themselves to work in a digital economy. I mean, you know, a very fast, you know, a model and with different business models being created every single day, very closely to business units, with analytics information, and then, you know, then just preparing reports. Companies and financial organizations is not going to keep, you know, preparing the information, but they're going to have to consume that information in a very fast. So one challenge is going to be to how to prepare those guys for the new way. And the second that I always like to mention is try to be as close as possible of the customers, you know. The cash-to-cash or end-to-end has been, you know, shrinking more and more. And it's always important that finance organization always work very closely to customers in order to understand, you know, how everything is going to be working and how fast those things change. So more and more companies are going to have a 360, you know, view about customers. And finance is going to be very important to understand, you know, how this works. And a third, you know, help them to understand how technology can help to optimize their jobs. In many situations, they don't need IT organization to make them more productive. They're going to be able to do them by themselves. It's going to be very easier to consume technology. Those most three important, you know, things that I do believe that, you know, the executives in Latin America need to be prepared to share with their teams.
Fernando, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, and thank you to our audience for tuning in to another CFO podcast.